25 Jahre, also es steht. I want today, Bezos Hashem, we'll start to go into the Indian of Kedusha Shvis. This is very Negea, Be'etzem, to be Negea the whole year. Kimat, on a daily basis, when people want to keep the Alochis from Shvis. And we'll start Keseda. Be'etzem, it's two main shiurim that have to be given, Legabe the Alochis of Kedusha Shvis. We'll start Keseda. It's vegetables and fruit, and maybe even flowers that have a good smell, are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. We'll see Be'ezus Hashem next week when it's kodesh b'kedusha shvis. The Hainu. We will have things that are not kodesh b'kedusha shvis if they grew in the sixth year, and we have things that will grow in the seventh year that will not be kodesh b'kedusha shvis if they'll be picked off in the eighth year. But things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvis means things that have a kedusha of kedusha shvis that we'll see later. The mashal, some vegetables meikar adin, a day after Rosh Hashanah, if the tomatoes that are picked off a day after Rosh Hashanah become kodesh b'kedusha shvis. The fruits later esroigim is a shaila, but vegetables kimat lefiroiv deyes, a couple days after Rosh Hashanah means in less of 2 weeks the vegetables that start to come in the market. A kodesh b'kedusha shvis. Now, peiros that a kodesh b'kedusha shvis have couple aloches that you have to keep. There's one isur kedusha. Kedusha means le'ochlo. Ve'oisa lachem peiros ha'oretz le'ochlo. Le'ochlo means it's given for eating. Ve'loi lehefset. You're not allowed to be mafsidet. You're not allowed to take a fruit of Kedusha Shvis and to throw it to the garbage. You're not allowed to step on it. We'll see later the Pratim. We'll go in a second to the Pratim. Some things you're not allowed to cook. Some things you're not allowed to squeeze. Some things you're not allowed to make juice out of them. Some things you're not allowed to eat raw. It's a halach is how you have to do with it. And when you finish to eat, you can't throw it to the garbage. You have to know what to do with it. This is called Kedusha Shvis. Is a second isur that we'll see. It's called isur schoira. It's an isur to buy it in the store. You're not allowed to buy peres that are kodesh kedusha shvis in a normal way in the store. You're not allowed to weigh them in the store. So you can't buy them. So how you buy it? It's a big problem how you buy. See a whole shiur, different etzes, how to buy, if you could buy bichlal. So it's isur le'ochlo velo le'schoira, le'ochlo velo le'hefset, La'ochla v'loy l'schoyro. Now, we'll start more from that. And I want here to start Keseder Advorim. The Isur, the Chiyuv of Kedusha Shvis, we'll start now Keseder and we'll go to the Alochas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the peiros that grow in the Shoah Shvis are Kodesh b'Kedusha and you have to be mafkir them. Then if you own the field, you have to be mafkir the field. If you're not mafkir the field, you're over a mitzvah's essen. The first halacha that the Bailim is mechuyev to be mafkir the field that is kodesh b'kedusha shvis. What would be if the Bailim was not mafkir the field? The Bailim is not mafkir the field. It's called shomur. He's not mafkir the field, it's called shomur. Some Rishonim learned that Shomur is Osur Midai Raise. Ledas Roy Vapoiskim, it's not Osur Midai Raise, it's only Osur Midai Rabbanon. And if you most of the Poiskim, it's Mutter and Ganzen. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach said, that the minig in Yerushalayim was that you're allowed to eat shomur. Minig Yerushalayim is that you're allowed to eat shomur. The Chazon Ish himself said that the minig is that we don't eat shomur. The Chazon Ish, l'rabim, he said for sure not to eat. Sometimes, b'shas adchak, he said that you're allowed to eat. And I will explain why it's so negea to know this first part. A person goes in Shvi's the next Shemitah the whole year, and he comes to a place that is no Hechshah. But they only serve fruits and vegetables. Lamazon, he will take off Trumas and Maisres. If Shvi's is Chayiv, I'm not going into that the Pratim. The people don't keep Shvi's. Or they say Mechan Heter Mechire. We'll speak about later what is called Heter Mechire that we hold Treif Chazir. Yeah? The same Heter Mechire. Now they're serving you vegetables. As a Mashgiach, I took off Trumas and Maisres. Yeah, he goes to one of the hotels here, yeah? He has bad cousins that invite him, and he goes to a hotel. Yeah? Now, Lama Zogin is a Shvacher Rabbanut. So he only eats fruits and vegetables. The Mashgiach told him that he took off Trumas and Maisres. He has a cousin, you know, B'lang Gepayas, took off Trumas and Maisres. If the Payas are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis, so the guy says, I will not throw nothing to the garbage, I will kiss the food, Kodesh, out B'Seda. If it's Shomur, he's not allowed to eat. So Lefida Chazanish and Shvis, if it's not a good hechsher in a place, even in fruits and vegetables, you can't eat. It's shomur. So every time when you come to a place, before we're going to the protim, I will keep kedusha shvis, I will not keep kedusha shvis, we'll see later all the nafkaminas, you have to know. Could be it's shomur, and if it's shomur, it's nothing what to do. Reb Shlomo Zalman was makel, the chazanish is machmir. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that avade only b'shas hadchag they were makel, but lekatchila they're not mekel. Meaning to say that if you're stuck somewhere, could be b'shas adchak, you're allowed to be eat shamul. But Ravade, to rely on these stores that sell you from heter mechira v'chulei and all different zachen, I will explain. Lama zogin, a person goes to his cousins. They have fruits and vegetables. They rely on heter mechira. Maybe I'll explain to you a second to know what is heter mechira, that you will understand why it's very negiah to know this aloha of shamul. We'll see in a hemshech that is a shaila, what is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis? Every fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis. As a machlekes, what happens if it grows by a goy? If it grows by a goy, it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis, or it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis? Machlekes mabit mit bis Yosef. We call it in Eretz Yisrael, the Chazanish against Minag Yerushalayim. Chazanish holds that it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis, and the Minag Yerushalayim is that it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis. We'll get later to the Badats, to all of the Hechsherim, and Shmita, all of the Hechsherim mix. The best Hechsherim could be the worst, and the worst could become the best. We'll get to it. So it's a Shailif, a Zach that grows by a Goy, is Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviyus or not. Lomagain Itzter, it's a Shailif. The Chazanishnikes are Machmir. Most of Klal Yisrael, Chutz from Yerushalayim, are Machmir. Yerushalayim is the only place that are not Machmir, are Kdush HaShviyus. But this is only a Shailif, Legabe, if it's Kodesh or not. But for sure, the goy doesn't have a avere to work on his field. But inshallah, if it's kodesh or not, kum de heta mechire, and what the rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael did, they sell the whole Eretz Yisrael to the goy before shvis. Mel is no kedusha shvis, so they skip shvis. They skip the ganze. What is the ganze problem in shvis? They skip it. They sell it to the goy, and while they sell it to the goy. I'm not going now, what is the tzad of Yesh Kedush Akum, Kinyan Le'akum Le'afkeh Mekdush HaSeret Yisrael, but on the tzad of when the Goy has the field, it's not Kodesh Mekdush HaShviz. So the people that trust the Rabbanut HaRashit Le'Yisrael, they make a Heta Mechira, they say, if you could sell Chometz, we could sell Eretz Yisrael. And they sell whole Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of problems, and Bez Hashem will go to whole Shir to explain why Sigonish Mitnisht. One of the problems, of course that it's Gonish, it's Ha'arome Ba'alme, if the Goy will want to take this country, you know, man, they're really trying to do it for a lot of years and no one is giving to them. Funk now, they gave it to him. And it's an issur to sell Eretz Yisrael to a guy, it's a lav from Lo Yisachonim. So while it's a lav from Lo Yisachonim, it's an issur to sell it. So b'mele en shliach dvar aveiris, b'mele the mechir is not chal. There's a lot of reasons why it's not good. Say it. But you go to your cousins, and they're from the people, you know, from the more modern people, and they buy in a store, Nainu, all of the shriah stores you have to know in Eretz Yisrael, chutz from the good echsherim, everything around Eretz Yisrael is heta mechire or bichlal nothing. Now, if it's bichlal nothing, it's also Trumas HaMaisos could be. But let me say, you're going to these Mizrahi places that they trust heta mechire, and your cousin says, I bought by heta mechire, but the Mashgiach takes Trumas HaMaisos, no, lechumre. But say that. So you tell him, okay, I don't trust heta mechire. So he tells you, okay. So by you it's kodosh, by me it's not kodosh. So you keep Kedusha, eat it, don't throw it to the garbage. I will throw it after the garbage. You just leave your food on your plate. Everything is okay. You tell him, but I have a problem. Because I don't hold from Heter Mechire, so I hold that the Yid that kept the field and didn't let people to come into the field, it's Shamul. So I'm not allowed to eat by you in Shviz. Because your food is Shamul. You were not mafkir it. I hold, I know, you don't, can't tell me, Beseder. So I hold it's Beseder, you hold it's not Beseder. So you keep Kedusha, I don't keep Kedusha. You tell him, I have a different problem. I hold it's Shamul. This is one problem. Shemazamul was Mekel, Andrei Machbe. It's another problem, and this is called Nevad. The same kind of problem. That if something, people were working in a southern Shviz, not only that it's called Shamul, it's called Nevad. And again, the same Isu that the Chazal assert to eat something that was Shamul and the guy was not Mafkirit, if the guy worked his field, it's called Nevad. And again, we hold that it's also to eat it. Just in Nevad is different Gdorim, what is Nevad? Nevad, if it's only watering it, we doesn't have a aloha of Nevad. But if you did different things in the field, it's called Nevad. So b'meile, every time when you, and this already most poskim hold that it's also, some are makel. So again, I'm speaking without Isul Svichin even. So every time you have to know in Shviz, when you start to go to a place, soon we'll have the klolim, it'll be much easier. When you go into a place and you're clearing, it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz, I'm buying something that is Kodesh, I didn't buy it, someone else bought it, so I took care of the problem of buying it. So the vial, we're saying, forget about how I'm buying or not, I come to a place, someone is serving me something that is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. It's Kodesh. And I'm telling him, from where it is, he says, from a Sadeh from a Yid. Yeah, Zayin Rav told him that it's okay. Oh, but you know it's a Sadeh from a Yid. If that Yid was not Mafkir the Sadeh, you have a Shaila from Shomul. And if it's not in Yerushalayim, it has Machmur Zalman. I said, was Maker, Shasat Chak, Abulakat Chilinat, and it could be a Shaila from Neva. So this is every time when you look at something that is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz, you have to be sure that it's not called Shomul, and it's not called Neva. If it's Shomul v'Nevad, so even if all of the other problems that we'll speak in the Hemshech don't exist, you're not allowed to eat it because Shomul v'Nevad. Now, it's another Isu from Shomul v'Nevad. Even if we'll find later in the Hemshech Heterim how to buy something that is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz, I'll be masbit to you. The Badat stores will have fruits that grew by going. Most of the Badat stores in Yerushalayim will be full with fruits. They don't buy Shomul v'Nevad, but they buy from going, because in Yerushalayim they don't keep Kedusha Shviz. And the second we'll start to learn the halachas of Kedusha Shviz, it's very, very hard. Taisus says, Kama yisurim yesh bohem ad belidai. So b'meile, people in Yerushalayim want to have an easier life. What they do in Eretz Yisrael and Maisa, they start to import. They bring from Cyprus, they bring potatoes, from the Azar, they bring this. From all different places, they bring all different things. From places that are not called Eretz Yisrael, or from Eilat that is not Eretz Yisrael, they bring. And this also, we'll see different machlekesim in different fields in Eilat, how far it is, it's called Eretz Yisrael, it's not called Eretz Yisrael. Arava Dromit, Arava Tzfonit, all of these things we have to get to yet. But we'll do chelek by chelek. But that stores are full with fruits that are by goyim. Now, even if you will decide, we'll see next year, Lama Zalman to be choishesh, that yesh kedusha shviz beperes noch. So even if you buy it in a badat store, so then you have a shaila how you could buy. You're not allowed to make schoiro in a yisur shviz. You're not allowed to buy yisur shviz. So there's all different ways how to trick. You buy him and you pay him later and you lay it out. There's all different ways how to skip the yisur schoiro. But a guy that is Shomul v'Nevad, you're not allowed to buy from him. The Hainu, if a guy is selling from his field, he's not Shomul Shviz. He says, I'm not Shomul Shviz. I'm asking to have the Averes. These fruits are Kodesh. Buy them. And all the tricks, the way that you could skip the Isus Choyro, I'll give you it for a present, and tomorrow you'll give me the money. All different ways that Chazal gave us different ways to skip the Averes of Isus Choyro. This is the Alme. But from a person that made a Shomul v'Nevad, Chazal will koines him that you're not allowed to buy from him. So again, could be when you come to your cousin, he bought, it's his problem. then it's only the shayla if it's usul to eat it or not. But when you're going to buy, you have to know. Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said, but even so, lamazogin, you go to a kiddush, and they make kiddush and wine that is kodesh b'kedusha shviz, that is shamu v'nevad. I said to you, what is shamu v'nevad? All of the wine that is behechsher rabanut is shamu v'nevad, because we hold etam mechir as golish b'tnisht. So all of the wine that has rabanut is shamu v'nevad, right? Now you come to a kiddush in the plaza, lamazogin, and the guy that is doing kiddush, you look at the wine that he's holding in his hand, it's a wine from rabanut. So we hold that his wine, we don't drink that wine, right? Now there's not a problem if he's touching the wine. Now he's doing Kiddush. So the Machmirim wanted to say, if it's not wine, I'm not Yoytze Kiddush. Shem Zalman said, and this for sure you could be Samech to be Yoytze the Kiddush, while he holds he's allowed to drink it, so you could be Yoytze the Kiddush. You can't taste that Kiddush. So this is the first halacha that is called Shomu V'nevat, that the Etzem, when you buy in a good Hechsher, you don't have this problem. But when you buy in the other places, you have to know, could be as a problem of Shomu V'neva. Okay, the Hemshech will go back when we Mesader where to buy and how to buy. Let me get to this next part. We're going now that we have Peiros Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Lama Zogin, we don't have a problem how to buy them. We'll get to it next time. There's no problem of Shomu V'neva. It's Hefker. And the Yeshiva is serving Peiros Kedusha Shviz. It was Hefker, and the yeshiva went, and they got a sack of potatoes, and it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Again, you have to understand why this halacha is nogea to everyone. Every guy that will want to keep Lemoshel, Lechumre, to keep the Chazanish's Minek, so you buy everything that you buy in a Badat store, Lamazong, you go into a Badat store here, you buy a falafel. So when you buy a falafel, the potatoes there are bought by Goyim. The Hainu, it comes from Aza, from all these places that belongs to the Arabs. So the Mele, they hold that you're allowed to buy it. And there's no Yisus Schoiro, there's no Shomu V'nevad because the Goy was doing it. But Lemaise, it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz Lefi Dechazanish. So you're eating down a falafel, that inside are potatoes that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. So this is the normal case. I'm saying, it could be much worse because a lot of places they will serve you real Peiros Kedusha Shviz. Because you have to understand, because it's Hefker, we'll get later, it's trucks that come over and give fruit all over the country. And all the fruit places, every couple of weeks, trucks come and they give out the food. For free. Because there's the mitzvah. Hefka. So it's a basin, just divides it all over. So all over you go to, they give out cases of wines for free. Everything is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. You can buy these most choshev wines from Kamal Mizrahi, you buy in 6 shekel a bottle instead of 78. And everything is full B'Kedusha Shviz. So this halacha I'm saying is Megeah Be'etzim, a week after Rosh Hashanah, you buy a falafel, because the potatoes, B'derekhlal, most of the potatoes in Eretz Yisrael are from Chutz La'aretz. And the Hemshech and the Shiurim, after things will be closed, will start to be masber every fruit from when and what. But the cucumbers and the tomatoes, these things, mamish, they take them off straight. They can't keep them, they don't store. 3-4 days after Rosh Hashanah, the salad inside the falafel is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz Lefi Dechazanish, Lekule Alba. And B'Mele, you have to know Miyad, before you decide if you're going to keep this year the Chazanish's Minik and Yerushalayim's Minik, you have to know if it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, how I have to treat it. So I want to go to the Halochas. If Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, Lama Zagan HaBachar is not buying in this, it'll be much harder. We'll get to it. But he has something that for sure is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. So he has the following halachas. And this is what I want today in the Shir to speak about. The Chazanish was Mechadesh, that is no mitzvah to eat it. Even that I would say is a mitzvah to eat it, the Hainu, I have to finish till the end of the falafel. I have to eat it every piece. Lama Zagan, one cucumber fell on the floor, I have to pick him up. La'ochla. That's a mitzvah la'ochla. The Chazanish holds, there's no mitzvah la'ochla. You're allowed to leave it. You're just not allowed to be mafsid at b'yodayim. Now, the halachas are like this. Things that you're used to, that you're not used to eating raw. Potatoes, people don't eat raw. I don't know about potato salad, some people don't eat efshech v'esechish. Squash, no one eats raw. You're not allowed to eat it raw. You're not allowed to eat it raw. If you eat it raw, you call that you maxed it because it's not the normal way to eat it. Fruits that are used to eating raw, you're not allowed to cook them. The Hainu. Even if some people like to cook them. I want to explain. Lemoshel, apples, they say it's 50-50. So you're allowed to cook them, you're allowed to eat them raw. Carrots also, people say it's 50-50. Aber Krokken, Brother Marshall, no one cooks. He had a special recipe, he cooked it, it's a good recipe. You're not allowed to do it in Shvi'is. Everything that you're not used to cooking, and you have to know, this is the Isu de Raisa, Isu de Rabbanan. She's the man of the Rabbanan. Is the Isu. This nigga at the Bochum that cook. Is the Isu, things that you're used to eating raw, you're not allowed to cook. As a machlekes apoiskim, what would be things that people eat raw? They normally never eat it raw. But in a salad, sometimes they put it like in a salad. Normal, if you'll eat it raw, it's like meshugana. But in the salads, people sometimes put like some things raw like that. So it's machlekes if you're allowed to eat it or not. But again, things that people eat cooked, even that the natural people eat it raw, you're not allowed to eat it raw, even if you're a natural person. Now, as another zach that is negia very much, sometimes you have to take a bitter medicine. So the eight says normally you put it like in something like a little bit food. You're not allowed to do it because you must see the food. Because no normal person will eat the food after a bitter medicine is inside. So if you have to eat this bitter medicine, you're not allowed to put the bitter medicine inside of the zach. Again, if a person did it, did he have it, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to do it. The poskim say lekatchile not to make ice cream from strawberries and bananas when they're not a little bit soft. Be'etzem me'ikar adin, some people say you're allowed to do it because it's bederech. Aber val, not everyone does them. But the bederech klal, but the main factories do them. They don't take the good ones that are maybe made for eating. They take the ones that are a little bit squashed, and this they make the ice cream. So lekatchile you don't take good strawberries and bananas lemoshul and you turn them to become ice cream. Now, what is very negiah l'moshul, you have soup, or you have cholent. A person makes chont. He puts inside 5 potatoes of Kedusha Shviz. The whole chont becomes balua with Kedusha Shviz. Now, the beans, the barley, the meat, you're not allowed to throw away. It's Kodesh with Kedusha Shviz. You're not allowed to be mafsid it. You have bones. If the minig is to suck the bones, and now the bones are stuck with Kedusha Shviz, you can't throw the bones away. In a second we'll see what you do then. Now you have a chunt pot, 50% you ate, 50% is left. If you throw it to the garbage, you mafsid by your dime. You over isil if mafsid Kedusha Shviz. Even so, the Maaseh, the poskim say the moshul, that we said alamal in the halachas of isil v'heter, that if you cook something in a dish, and you have isul inside, and then you cook betech 24 hours, something else, it's baluah from the isul. And shviz is no din kedusha shviz and the blias. Then if you cook something, kolish b'kedusha shviz, yeah, you cook, we know, if a person cooks chazir, fleishiks, half an hour later he cooks milchiks, it becomes treif. So someone asked me if he has a knife that he cut the ongin, yeah, and then he will cut another 2 years, another ongin, so the kedusha shviz, you know, double chorif. There's no blias in Kedusha Shviz. There's no blias in Kedusha Shviz. Now, the same thing is a kule. Don't tell me a chumre. Some people, you know, I don't know if the bachim that cook chant, yeah? So what they do is, at least if they don't know, this is the good way to do it. You take the potatoes, you soak them overnight in water. So the mevini mazeidos. Now, the shayla, this water is balua with potatoes. You're allowed to pour out the water in the morning. So the fruit people of Bnei Brak wanted to come and say not to pour out the water because it has a bliyah from potatoes. The Maaseh, the Poskim say that val, no one is machshivit, it's not called you're allowed to pour out the water. But that is machmas. Now, here's another shaila, big machlekes with the Beskerov and the Chazanish. A person has grapes, you're allowed to make grape juice in Shviz. The same thing, you're allowed to make oil. But you're not allowed to squeeze and to make juice from fruits that they're not normally are not squeezed out. Now, today they have all these new stores in every corner, you know, they give you all different cocktails of all different fruits, yeah? They just put them in the machine and then juice comes out on the other side. Yeah, for sure it has to have a hechsher that you know. If it doesn't have a hechsher that you don't know, I don't know if you could eat. It has to be a choshev hechsher. But Lama Zogin has a good hechsher. So in Shviz, it's not so posh. Deer, they put everything inside. Fruits that you never dreamt that they'll make juice out, they put inside.
and Shvi'is it's also because you mafsid le'ochlo ve'loy le'hefsed. Lama zogin kivi is no kivi juice, but they put kivi there also. So even if you have to know if the Metzia says that there's a lot of kivi juice in the world, when I was a kid they didn't have it. I don't know what is the matzah today, but you have to know. And if you tell the guy to do it, you're telling him to be mafsid. You have to know it's not so poshut. Person says, okay, what is the problem? I'm just buying a juice that has a hechsher. One second, if you're a machmir and you hold as a kedusha shvi'is, you can't go to the guy in the store and tell him to make juice for you. Now, the briskerov was very machmir. If you're a brisker, it's mamish also. Because the briskerov holds that vile juice, the Gemara says, zeya be'alme, b'meile, every juice, chutz from grapes and olives, is also to do in shvi'is. Orange juice, the briskerov said, you're not allowed to do in shvi'is. L'maiser, b'shamazam and oyobach is matir. Orange juice and all these kind of fruits that people normally do juice of, Shlomo Zalman was matir. Now you have to know why it's more chomo. Because when you make, they lama zayin, you take the carrots, they squash the carrots, then it's all different little dirt left, yeah? This goes away for a waste. So you mafsik dusha shviz. So if it's the derech bekach, maybe you're allowed to. Even so, zogin the poiskim, you got an orange juice cup. Lama zogin, you say mecher of Shlomo Zalman, and again, I want to make the coolest. Shlomo Zalman holds that fruits that you're used to making juice out of them, you're allowed to make juice out of them. So you made orange juice and shvi'is, you got a nice cup, you went to the store, he gave you a chosh of a cup of orange juice. Now, you don't like so much the little bits that are, you know, they have like the little bits that are swimming inside. You don't like them. Zokim Shlomo Zalman is the isur to take them out with a spoon. Because after you take it out with a spoon, there's nothing more to do with it. So you mafsid it. Why? Because most normal people could drink it together. It's not so gishmak. But you could drink it together. So now, everything is roi to shtia ve'achile. When you take out that spoon, no one in the world eats that little bits when they're on their own. So in that minute, you mafsid peire shvi'is. So you're not allowed to sift and drain all of these pieces in the orange juice cup. Because you mafsid kedusha shvi'is. Now, more from that, the same thing, if you have a chosh of a cup of orange juice, and you add water more from 50%, that it loses the chashivus of the orange juice, you mafsid kedusha shvi'is. You mafsid kedusha shvi'is. He asked me, last shvi'is, I remember Rebosh Arieli asked me, that he has a suffix, you know, some people, they make kiddush and grape juice, but they add a little bit wine because to be into the shittas. But lemais, if you like grape juice and you add a little bit wine, it spoils the whole taste of the grape juice. So he had it sad. Maybe it's mafshi the grape juice of kedusha shviz because you're spoiling the taste. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that val for wine is more choshes to be closer to wine, so the seitish can have said. For grapes, the more that they're closer to wine, it's the chashivas. So we go the chashivas be'etzer. He wanted to be choshes not to add wine to grape juice if you don't like the taste because it spoils. Rav Shlomo Zalman says if you have orange juice and you want to add water for different reasons, more from 50%. He said, if it's very, very strong and you can't drink it and you're adding the water because you really want it to be tastier, it's one zach. If you're adding it because for business reasons or for all different cheshbonos and you can't divide it to everyone, so you're just adding some more water, Rav Zalman says, you mafsid peir shvi'is. You have to know, these halachos have been again the whole year. Saying, it's so much different protein than what we have to be Isaac during the year. But this is the aleph base. There's another halacha that is very important. You're not allowed to smash, to make a mash out of different fruits of kedusha, only what is derech, the mushroom. Bananas, for little kids, while it's the derech to do it, you're allowed to do it. Or potatoes, they do mash potatoes. But sometimes, some things, you don't do a mash. And you want to make a mash. You have a Monday recipe from a grandmother, yeah? If it's not derech to do it, it's the isur to do it. Because you mafsid kedusha shvi'is. So yeah, a lot of times guys, without thinking, they're sitting like in the table, you know, they play with it, they smash it, yeah, crazy, you know. You have to make a mechore. He's over the Yisrael Rabbana now. I'm explaining why the badats runs and they get from the goyim all the fruits, because in Yerushalayim they didn't want to be mishtamesh with Kedusha Shviz. It's so hard to keep the halachas.
Now, when you peel a fruit in Shvi'is, you peel a potato. So the halacha is like this. L'moshel, a tomato, most of the world could eat a tomato with a peel. You have some, 2% of mamish spoiled people, they like to take off the peel. Or, not only the spoiled people, it's one of the choshim recipes that I know, in tomatoes, they serve tomatoes without the peel. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Because in the minute that you peel off the little piece from the tomato, that skin of the tomato, no one will eat anymore. It was roi to eat before, and you will mafsid it. You will mafsid perish viz. What is the eitzer? To take it off with another piece of the tomato. So now people could eat it. What you don't want to eat it, Zogdi Chazanish, I'm allowed to leave it on the side. I'm allowed to leave on the side. I'm not mechuyev to finish it. But I can do things to the fruit that the mele, later I can't eat them. Fruits that people are used to peel, that people cannot eat, Amazon, apples, or that people could eat the peels separately also, or potatoes, that anyway you can't eat the peels. Now, what happens after you peel the potatoes? After you peel the apples? So, peels that no one could eat, and there's nothing what to do with it, you could throw into the garbage. Peels that people could eat, or that a little bit of the fruit is stuck to the peel, you're not allowed to throw it, you have to keep it till it gets rotten, like we'll see in a second what you do with all the leftovers. As a machlekes and the peels, if they're oranges, some people hold that you're allowed to throw them because you can't eat them. Shlomo Zalman was machmir, he says, because people put a chocolate on it and put sugar in it and then they eat it. I don't know, but this is what they say, yeah? Who does it? But this is what they say. Now, more from that, if you're in a place that you have animals, l'moshel, you're in a moshav, and you peel the potatoes, there, when they finish all the peels of the potatoes, they give l'mazogim to the cows to eat. So you're not allowed to throw the potatoes, because the zachdan is roi l'maychal behema, if it's behemoth around, it's also kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is. So, by us in Yerushalayim, there's no animals. So, if it's not roi l'maychal odom, you're allowed to throw it. But if you're in a moshav, that they have animals, and there the animals could eat the peels of the potatoes, you're not allowed to throw it away. Now, you're allowed to, and here's a big machlekes. So again, everyone that has shvi'is has the shaila. You have a little kid in the house. He wants an apple. Now, for sure you have to mechanech your kid shvi'is, the fruits are kodesh, you're not allowed to throw it. But you know, the kid is 2 years old, he takes 2 bites and he throws the apple away. You're allowed to give him an apple or not? You give him to eat something. Lamazon, you're giving him applesauce. One spoon goes to the mouth, the other spoons go all over the place. And my says, mafsid. You're allowed to give the kid to eat or not? You mafsid kedusha shvi'is. So, it's machlekes, like this. The most, some people are makel to give the kid what you want. It's not your problem, you gave him. For sure, if he's an older kid, you have to tell him he's not allowed to do it, but it's not your problem. The machmirim is different madregas. What is roi to be machmir, some kids, you give him an apple, you know, he's very angry, he's in an angry mood. Give him the apple, he throws it right away. And that matzav not to give an apple to the kid, because it's mamish yumachiv b'yodayim. But if the kid eats, and then after a while he throws it. The real machmirim, don't give the kid more from what he showed that he will finish. You come to the Shroom house, you see the kid gets a spoon. He finishes the spoon, he gets another spoon. Because they're skin on Kedusha Shvi'is. It's a mocking. Now, you're not allowed to do no medicine from Kedusha Shvi'is. No medicine. Le'oichlo ve'loi le'melugma. We see, there's different medicines that are made from Kedusha Shvi'is. We see in a second where it's Megea. You're not allowed to make from the fruits of Shvi'is a medicine. We'll go weiter. For Michael Behema, you're allowed to. It's going to get to corn, to all different things today in Chutzlah and else in the world. They use the corn, they dry it, and they use the for all different things that they make in medicines. They use the corn. The corn that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, they're not allowed to do it. Now,
B'shas that you're doing Kiddush, you're not allowed to fill the cup of Kiddush if you have wine of Shviz till the top. Because if you fill it, it spills to the sides and it gets a waste. Most people can't hold their hand straight. It shakes a little bit. So when they pick up the cup, it's the mamash mafsik Kiddush of Shviz. The Eitzes of Shem Zaman holds, you're only allowed to do Kiddush if you have a plate under it and you're planning to catch it, then you drink what is left in the cup. But, b'mele, the problem came Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos, most of the poskim hold that, for sure, not to fill it till the top, other to have a little plate in the bottom. But, lekule alme, you're not allowed to shut the candle fire on the fire. Normally, people pour a little bit on the candle fire. On the candle, Avdolah candle. You're not allowed to. Not only that, you're not allowed to take from the Avdolah and put on the eyes. You must do the Shviz. And Lela Seder, Zalkim Shem Zalman, you're not allowed to make the simonim from the Yain of Shviz. That's Achadash Be'achav. Because you must it. Only if you, for the people that are not might be not to drink the makas. But most people are scared to eat to drink the makas. So b'meile, if you do the makas and then you pour away the grape juice, b'meile you mafsik dusha shviz. So again, so at least Rosh Hashanah would say alamol, at least to the middle kois, to take wine that is not kois and dusha shviz, b'meile you don't have the problem. Now, lemaise, lamagay lemaise. Again, when we have Kedusha Shviz, later we'll see things that are not Kodesh with Kedusha Shviz. There's different shirim, nochrim. So a person eats supper, he has potatoes, he has all different things. He finished to eat supper, his plate is apol potatoes left, apol onions left, Kodesh and chicken that is. So if it's mamish nothing, we'll start like this. He finished the whole portion. Maybe we'll go the other way around. But the plate has a little bit, you know, epis left. The halacha is he's allowed to wash the plate and he doesn't have to be scared that the juice of Shviz is on the plate. It's a raya from a Mishnah and Truma, you're allowed to. Same thing, you cut the knife, you peel the potatoes. Oh, there's epis left on the peel. You're allowed to. But if you have an amount on the plate that is a shtikl shiur choshuv, and lo yitzur, poor people, even that you're not poor, you're beravches, but poor people will put it on the side. It doesn't mean because no one wants to eat from your plate. I'm saying, you know, you yourself will put it for later. No one will eat from your plate. You're not allowed to throw it away. Now, so what you have to do, lemaise? So now it's soil, and this, you'll see in the yeshiva, they will also have it, is a garbage that is called shmita garbage. Pach shmita. You'll see in the yeshiva, they will have Pach Shmita. What you do in Pach Shmita, all the leftovers, they go to that garbage. You wait till it gets rotten. Shem Zalman says, Avadi, you have to be makbid in Olam L'chaveiroi. Because you go in Bnei Brak, in Shviz, the matzav is terrible, yeah? Everyone has a full garbage as now. You have to know. You're not allowed to put today's things in yesterday's garbage. Why? Because yesterday garbage is already starting to be rotten. So if you put it in, it starts to rot quicker. So people have like 6-7 garbage, shmita garbage. I remember last year the Shmir Shabbos told me that if you have a fleishik food in the shmita garbage, you can't pour milchik in because it becomes basal becholov. So you mafsid it because it gets mixed up. So you have to have a milchik garbage and a fleishik garbage. So what we do? So I want this to be mazbir because this is very negea. Again, I'm speaking now on real Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. We'll speak later. What happens to Nochrim is a lot of leichter. Lama Zogim, because the Badatz are Mekel. So a lot of people, emotional in Yeshiva, the Shvartzevis of Yeshiva are allowed to say Mechel Badatz, yeah? You have to be Machmir. That's a Zayvait. The Shvartzevis of Yeshiva could be say Mechel Badatz. So a lot of Bochim, they finish to eat, they leave it on the table. Now, so here I want to be Masbir. The Chazanish said, he had a Raya from a Mishneh, that Isur Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz is the Isur to be mafsid beyodayim. Gram Hefsed is not also. Gram Hefsed is not also. Because if Gram Hefsed will be also, the Chazanish said more from that. Chazanish had a Shaila. A person cooked a chunt. All of us, we spoke about the chunt, that, you know, you can't finish the whole chunt. You finish only a half. Now, if you put it in the fridge, it'll be good for another 3 weeks. So you mechuyav kedusha shvi'is to put it back in the fridge, or you're allowed to leave it outside and in 2 days it'll get all different green zach. So the Chazanish says you're allowed to leave it outside. I'm not doing biyodaim. Not only that, the Chazanish holds I'm allowed to take it out of the fridge. Because it happens a lot of times. You come home. I come home, I see the soup from Shabbos left after 3 days. I ask my wife, what is this? She said, it's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz, the kids didn't want to eat it. So now, if she leaves it in the fridge, we could wait for another 3 weeks. If we take it out 2 days, the Kol HaDeis, you could throw it away. But Lemaisa, you're taking it out of the fridge to get rotten. Gram is mutter. Now, Chaznish said, Avada, you're not allowed to go and put it in the sun that the sun will spoil it by your dime. This is not called gram. But you're allowed to take it out that the derech ha-teva it will get rotten. Now, this is very, very not klor the gdorim, and I want the shtickle to make you say that. The gdorim are like this. Be your dime, you're not allowed to mafsid. This is the reason, if you have a normal garbage bags, you're not allowed to take the supper and pour it into the garbage. Because no normal human person, normal person, will eat potatoes that were inside the garbage with all different diapers, right? So if you take the supper and you put it into the garbage with the diapers, you mafsid the potatoes by your dime. This is the reason also, if you have a Shemitah garbage and the food is already a little bit rotten and you're pouring inside today's food, you mafsid it by your dime also. So it's a very big problem when you keep a Shemitah garbage, every couple hours the matzah is a problem how to get rid of the zachem. So again, some people take it every day. They change the Shemitah garbage, and they have, you could see, you'll see in different windows of Maybrek, different bags. Like after 10 days, they throw the first bag, and like this, the bags move. This is a lot. I'm saying, I'm sure Chaim Knievsky is saying most choshev people. Shlomo Zalman said that it's enough every time to take the food to tear it, put it in a bag. Every day you put the food in the bag, and you put it. You finish the meal, plastic bag, and you put it. Now, Shlomo Zalman said that in the old days, the way the garbage went, they had the trucks, the old days trucks, they just collect the garbage and then they put it somewhere. So Shlomo Zalman hold that even Me'ikar HaDin is a mokum that you just put it in a double bag or in a strong bag, you put it outside, and they take it. And it gets rotten in a different city. What is the nafkamina? Today the problem is that the garbage trucks, they grind it. This is the Metzius, they grind it. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that a person that is very hard for him, saying, if he puts it in a bag, and he's not mafsid it b'yodayim, and he puts it in the garbage, and then goyim come, and they put it in the truck, so it's only gram. The ma'aseh today in Yerushalayim, the people that are going in the trucks are Yiddish people. But mainly, if it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, it's a aveire to put it there. Because this food that is inside the bag, you could eat for another 5 days. He comes in the morning and he picks up the thing and he puts it into the machine. You machshin lifnei iver, he's over a isur gomu if hefset shviz b'yodayim. So it's mamish a avere gmur. If you throw it out and he grinds it, if it's only lama zogin nochrim and you choshish to chazanish, but the workers of the government here are not choshish to the chazanish, say no. So then you only goyrem that the food. So b'meila, the eitzer is b'etzem, when you have a peiros that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, you put them in a bag, which was Zalman, you close the bag, and you put it in a special garbage, and you wait till it gets rotten. Even though it gets more rotten in the bag, Shlomo Zalman, because it's closed, Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't make a difference. So the ma'aseh, if you have kedusha shvi'is b'zman hazeh, there's no eitzer, a real kedusha shvi'is. We're not speaking now on nochrim, you have to put it in a bag, and a couple bags in the shmita garbage. And when the bags are finished, when you see the matzav starts to rotten, you're allowed to put it. If it's only Bnei Brak, the Hainu, it'll be Nochrim, so then you put it in a bag, and you have to know. Some people hold, Lekatchile, even in a Bnei Brak Zachim, if you machmir, not to put it outside. The people that are Mekel say, we choishesh, especially if you live in Yerushalayim, not in Bnei Brak, you put it in a bag. And then you put it outside, so you didn't do a hefset shviz b'yodayim. You caused the worker to do a hefset. He's anyway semech and the chazit, but then the workers and the garbage, they're semech and minig Yerushalayim. And the mele is no lifnei iver. Now, as another zach, the chazanish said, a lot of times you have a little bit juice left in the cup, or grape juice. You made kiddush and kedusha shviz. How or you drink it, because it's not a Torah Kedusha Shviz. You have to know biz how much. Shlomo said for sure it's no din to drip mamish till the last drop to come out. Now, there's another halacha that is very nagia, b'kedusha Shviz. I'm saying, later in Shviz, we will learn all different madregas of Shviz. From this place, it's a little bit kadosh, so we'll be making more, we'll make more. You're not allowed to give goyim to eat fruits that are kadosh b'kedusha Shviz. Lochem, veloy lebehema, veloy lenochri. You're not allowed to give a goy. Now, if the goy is a visitor by you, you're allowed to. But if he's not a visitor by you, you open a restaurant for goyim, it's not so poshut. Could be if you have a restaurant and a goy walked in, you can't throw him out. So, lamaz lamazagan in yeshiva. If the goyim are eating here, the yeshiva has to let him to eat. But he's not allowed to let him to take home some bags of the fruits of Shviz. You're not allowed to give him. Because without realizing, you have a worker, oh, thank you, I have a pot extra bananas. No, no, no. If the college Mekdusha Shviz, you can't give it to him. Is the Isur to give an animal food that is college Mekdusha Shviz? It's going to get to the Bochum that like to feed the cats. It's an illness, but I see it. Yeah? There's an isul. You have to know there's an isul to feed the cats. Only something that is not roi lemai chal odom. But a zach that is roi lemai chal odom, it's a hefsed biyodayim. You're not allowed to give. Also, it's nagea for the people that go to visit in the zoo, chal amoed. The minig is you throw to the monkey, you throw to all different animals. You have to know if the parents are kodesh b'kdusha shviz, you can't do it. Some monkeys that only eat food like people, they're abonim amater. Because most animals don't eat dafka food that is roi lemaichal odom. You have to know it's the isur to give. Now, there's another isur in Paris that are kodesh b'kdusha shviz. You're not allowed to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. You think it's not negia? It's negia to a bocha that's bad to go home after Sukkot. And he buys a pole, vegetables, and he takes it to the plate. It's the isur. And it could be Isu to take out, also lahoitzi. But the Eved, if he can't find something else, a sandwich for the way, he's allowed to take. But if he wants to bring for his cousin something in America, different things from Eretz Yisrael, mizim rasaoret, like, you know, the achim bring to Yosef, shkeini veboitnim, all these achim, you have to know that if it's kodesh b'kdusha shviz, you can't take it out. The same thing is the shail of the esroigim. We'll see, most of the esroigim this year will not be kodesh b'kdusha shviz, because the next year will be a problem with b'kdusha shviz. We'll see shita sarambam. Here's where the machlekes is if you're allowed to send esroigim from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'oretz, if the kodesh b'kdusha shviz. So the chazanish was maker b'sha'as ha'tzeich. So I'm saying again, Be'ez Hashem we have to go duch. The ikir shaila is what every fruit, how to look at it. Kodesh b'kdusha shviz or not. Nochrim or not, how to buy it. This is the main problem, to decide every fruit, what is the status of the fruit. This is what Hashem next year will go into the whole machlekes. It's a very big shaila, how to measure what kind of fruit it is. We'll see it's like 5, 6. If you go to the badat stores, even near yeshiva, you will see Yevul Nochrim, Yevul Arava. There's a lot of places, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, it's Mamash Eretz Yisrael, Shomu Venevad, you're not allowed to touch it. The badat holds, it's Bichlal, not Kodesh B'kdusha Shviz. Some people don't eat badats in Shviz. Because the badats hold at different places you're allowed to eat, but the Ashiv holds you're not allowed to eat.
We'll see, it's different madrigas, and different madrigas in different places. But the so the person has to remember to himself that in Kedusha Shvi's, Chusin Isus Chayr, that we'll go next week, is every time he has to remember three zachen. Could be a shomur, and then he has a problem to touch it. Could be it's nevad, then he has a problem to touch it. And if it's kodesh, how he has to behave with it. And these are the halachas that he has to know if it's kodesh b'kedusha shvi's. What to do with it. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll see what is kodesh and how it's kodesh and how you know, Be'ez Hashem, how to live.